Unix 1 Sophie, that's procedure complete, and Chris is briefed for the handover for this afternoon.
And the copy, Sophie, definitely appreciate it, so then you're all on the same page, excellent, and yeah, looking forward to having this activity completed in the afternoon.
This is all from Sophie and 2 for a question.
We're with you on 2, Sophie, go ahead.
I was trying to gather the equipment with the stowage note for this activity, and it says that I need to retrieve the mini IV bags 2001, 2, and 4, as well as mini IV bag 2021 from the 2.0 CDB. Is this for future installation inside the LSG?
And Sophie, that is going to be for your sample ops activity at 1705.
Copy. For now, I just need to fill 3 water inlet bags, correct?
Affirm. So you'll be filling the water and then temp stowing.
Copy. Another question for Hansel from Sophie. I see that I need 2 PWD adapters. Do you think, is it supposed to be 3, 1 per bag, or can I reuse 1 for 2 different bags?
Sophie, that will be 3, 1 per bag.
Copy, 3, 1 per bag.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for PPE inventory.
With you.
I found a bag of odor control masks that are not listed on what's supposed to be in the PPE kit. Kind of makes sense to have them there, but also they're not on the list, so I'm checking in to see if they should be in there or in the warehouse.
Okay, Jack, you can keep the PPE kit. You can keep the odor control masks in the PPE kit, and we'll take a note for the ground.
Thanks, copy. Sounds good.
While I have you, what S&C did you put those ARED photos on?
They're on 7.
Lucky 7. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Can you give us the quantity of the odor control masks in the PPE kit?
There are 7 odor control masks here, but the bag says there are initially 12.
Copy.
Also, do you guys have any heartburn if I make this a 1.0 PPE kit instead of a 0.5 PPE kit? It's pretty overstuffed.
Checking.
Houston Station Jack on 2. I'm looking at the spill track for the DB. Can you guys verify for me that steps 17, 18, and 19 are identical? Or am I missing something?
Checking.
Oh, I see the note that says there's 3 ziplocs, so maybe there's 1 line for each of the 3 ziplocs instead of just 117 for all 3 of them.
Jack, we concur. Your deduction is correct. So there's 1 line item per each Ziploc containing 14 dust masks. Thanks for reading between the lines and across the lines.
Copy, thanks.
Jack Houston on 2, we are good with you upsizing the PPE kit to a 1.0 CTB.
Copy, thanks very much.
And as usual, we love that serial number when you have it.
We'll do.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and a G-Wiz. Nugget of information.
I am ready for a G-Wiz nugget of information.
Chris, we enjoy your crew notes so much. So we were looking at the one you about the barcode readers. You do remember correctly that there is a way to hook up iPads for ID scanning, but we've had some mixed reviews on it, and I think we've got you in a good position with 2 good USOS barcode readers. But we just wanted to let you know that your memory is sharp.
Awesome. Hopefully I won't need to rely on that knowledge, but yeah, I've got the 2 new ones charging up. Hopefully they'll work great, and I updated my crew note for midday meal with what I did with the old ones.
Super. We copy all.
Thank you kindly. Spill Chris on 2 for MVP cartridge replacement. I've got LabCam 2 set up, and you're welcome on board, and if it's okay with you, I'd love to get started.
Copy. copy, Chris, and we are on board. We see the video now, and we are ready to get started with that activity at your convenience.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. I'll get right into it. Appreciate it. Houston Station, Jack on 2 for new PPE kit CTV numbers.
We're ready.
All right, the old PPE kit was in, or the PPE kit used to be in half CTV 5335, and now the PPE kit is in a 1.0 5163, and the old PPE warehouse was in a half CTV 5023, and now the PPE warehouse is in a 1.0 5087, and there's enough space for that in the PMA. The PPE warehouse number 2 kit is in a half CTV 5265.
Okay, Jack, we copy.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris and MVP. And Chris, no response required. It looks like you figured out what we were about to call you for. The plugs on the back just need to be removed.
Huntsville, Chris on a 2 for MVP.
Go ahead, on 2 for MVP.
Yeah, I got those testing cartridges installed. I got 14072 on the left and 14091 on the right. I removed those plugs and I just put them in the Ziploc bags for those two items, and I was going to put those back in the 1.01040 CTV. And then I just wanted to double check. I put the CO2 cartridges that I removed back in their respective ESD bubble wrap and Ziploc bags, and did you want me to label those bags? Currently have a label that says installed on GMT 109 on them. Do you want me to write removed on GMT 119 on those bags as well?
And copy all, Chris. You're good to put it in the CTB, and we like your plan for relabeling.
Copy all. Thank you very much. I will do that.
Huntsville Station on 2 for late ion detection.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm just going to do my 1245 activity, and I just wanted to follow up. I know we called about it yesterday, but the light ion detector was bumped out of position a little bit, and I know you guys said it was okay. It's definitely several inches more starboard than it used to be, so I was just wondering, since I'm, you know, messing with it right now to secure the data acquisition box, if you'd like me to try to return it to a little bit more how it was, or if you want me to just leave it.
Checking. Jessica, thank you for that offer. We would love for you to put it back closer to where it was. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'll do that. And since I have to take pictures of the data acquisition unit anyway, I'll take some pictures of the entire assembly, and you guys can take a look and see if that looks good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So from Sophie and Truth for Ivyton.
Good morning, Sophie. We are getting ready, if you are, and we're going to be on Spaceground 3 today as you're setting up box.
Spaceground 3 to set up the box. Unix, Sophie and 2 for sorry.
And Sophie, Yemenitish with you on 2. Bonjour. Go ahead.
Bonjour, bonjour. I did prepare Columbus camcorder and wanted to know if you had a good view.
And Sophie, we are checking on our side. We might need a few seconds, and we will let you know ASAP.
Okay.
Station Munich on Spaceground 2 for Sophie and Claude, ISS.
This is with you on 2.
And Sophie, thanks for your patience, but we now do confirm good for view, and we already see that you are taking the photos, so yeah, that looks good on our side.
Great news. Thanks, Kenneth.
Station Huntsville on Spaceground 2 for Chris. At your convenience, we need a little bit of help with the LSG.
I am here to give you a little bit or a lot of help with the LSG.
Thanks, Chris. We know Sophie's busy, but we are seeing an error on our telemetry. Could you just pop over and let us know what you see on the LCD screen, just kind of looking through the LSG?
Sounds good. And heading over to there now.
Thank you.
Spill, Chris on Space to Ground 2 for LSG LCD message.
We are ready.
Okay, on the IVGen mini fluid generation module, I see on the LCD screen fill off dash nom menu, and then 00:14:25, and then 327.6 milliliters. Pump counter :1166, and pump not rotating.
And we copy all crisp. That is all we need for now, and we're going to figure out what is happening. Thank you.
Okay, and Sophie says she's on her way back.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Ethernet cabling.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to say I got the Node 2 Cam 1 pointed at the big messy Ethernet cable, so you guys are welcome to come on board if you want to watch along. I'm getting started in the procedure.
Wonderful, thank you. We'll get that routed. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and ARED.
Nice timing, Huff. I was just floating over to ARED to check the software.
Wonderful. Well, we saw your crew note about ARED having several comm disrupts this morning. Apologies that you had to deal with that. We're trying to investigate, but it looks to be offline from our end. Would you mind checking that ARED WinTab is powered on and connected to Wi-Fi?
Yeah, so I just floated over here to check it because when I left, it was still, like I wrote in that crew note, it had basically turned blue and gone to a screen that said that there was an error and it had to reboot. And then it got to a page that had just like PC info, and then I was waiting to see if it would progress. So I left it for a while, and I came back to check on it now, and it is indeed black. So I will investigate if I can turn it back on and make sure it's got power and all that.
Awesome, thank you. And quick correction, I said connected to Wi-Fi. We'd actually like it hardlined, please.
A normal connection.
And if you don't mind, we're asking for a reboot of the system, please.
Of the tablet, or do you mean the whole system, like the exercise instrumentation box reboot?
Just the tablet, please.
Okay, copy.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Ethernet testing.
We are with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I'm pressing through the Ethernet testing. It's all going well. I just had a quick question. The PAPA 21, PAPA 22, and PAPA 23 connectors that I found in Node 2 overhead 4, they all have RJ45 couplers on the end of them. So, you know, this is their male connectors, but then with an RJ45 female-female connector on it. So I have to take that off to do the Ethernet testing, and I just wanted to make sure that was expected, slash ask if I should do anything with those couplers. I've just been putting them back on after doing the testing.
Checking. And Chris, once you make the final connections, whatever is left, we'll put in the bag of couplers.
Copy that.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for Chloris.
And Sophie, you manage is with you on 2. Go ahead.
You don't be surprised if you see me taking some other pictures of the Chloris, because I realized after putting the pictures into the computer that some of them were out of focus. So I will take another round, and I will label it round 2 on the downlink folder.
And Sophie, we copy that, and we will take note of that. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for ARED.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
All right, Huff, a couple things. The screen was black, so it looked like it was kind of powered off when I came over here. I pressed the button to power it on, and now it's just got a black screen with the 4 white squares, like that kind of Windows square. And then above it, there's on the very top of the screen, there's a red strip across the top, and there's an unlock, like a little lock, a picture of a little lock that's unlocked, like that it's saying unlock or something, but there's nothing, like there's nowhere for me to input log on or anything. It's just those two icons on the screen. It doesn't seem to be changing. And then I did trace the power and Ethernet cable to the 20-port switch, and they are the Ethernet to the 20-port switch and the cable to the power, it is powered, and the Ethernet cable does seem to be connected. However, I did notice on that 20-port switch that there are 2 lights, there's a power light that's on, but there's also a red alarm light that is on that 20-port switch.
Okay, Jessica, thank you.
I'm sure if that's normal or not.
Thank you for the report. Give us just a second to think about that.
Okay, copy.
And Jessica, back with you on 2. Good news, the alarm light on the 20-port switch is nominal. We see that occasionally. And for the tablet, we'd like you to perform a hard reboot. So please hold the power switch for 15 or 20 seconds and reboot it that way.
Okay, copy. We'll go. Houston Station on 2 for Aerith.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
I did the hard reboot, and I got, when I powered it back on, I got the same screen again. I'm guessing maybe the next might be to power cycle the exercise instrumentation box.
Checking. And Jessica, we're thinking about it. Give us a couple minutes to get a response to you.
Okay, sounds good. Phoenix Station on 2 for E4D.
And Jessica, your Munich is with you on 2, and you do have a go for E4D.
All right, I'll do the power cycle. And just to confirm, Kenneth, that is a go to turn it off and then back on again right away.
And Jessica, that is a good understanding. And yeah, once you do power it off, we have to wait for a few seconds, and then you can turn it on again.
Yes, copy that. Thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and E4D.
Go ahead.
And Jessica, thanks for your patience. All good on our side with the reboot, so no further actions are needed. Thank you.
Okay, great. Glad it worked out. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Colloidal Solid at your convenience.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jessica. We are all set up down here, ready to start whenever you are. Just wanted to give you that flexibility, but no rush.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. As you saw, I did all the stowage and stuff already. But yeah, if you guys are ready to start early, then I will get ready in about 10 minutes, if that works.
Sounds good, Dad. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the Ethernet cabling. I am ready in step 3.1 for your and Pluto's go.
Chris, good news. The switch has been configured and you are go in step 3.1.
Copy, go in 3.1. On it.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and A-Red at your convenience.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, Jessica, whenever you got a minute to copy, I've got a sequence of steps for you to try to fix the tablet for A-Red. Coincidentally, the tablet we were working with here on the ground had the exact same issue that you were experiencing, and we got ours to work, so hopefully it'll work for you, too.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
All right, when you're at the black screen, so you can hold the power button to turn the tablet off, if you hold the volume up button and then tap the power button while continuing to hold the volume up button, it should turn on and bring you to the BIOS screen.
Okay, copy that, and then will it boot up from there, or do I need to do something else to the BIOS screen?
All right, from there, we're going to have you click Security. And in the security menu, select Change Config. And from that menu, select Microsoft Only. Then select OK. Exit. And finally, Restart Now.
All right, copy all. I can do that now.
Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Ethernet cabling.
Go ahead on 2, Chris.
I'm looking at step 3.3, penalty to disconnect Ethernet cable serial number 1036 from the 20-port network switch, port 1. The cable that is plugged into port 1 of the 20-port switch is actually serial number 1039, not 1036. It does look like it runs up towards CASA. It's kind of hard to exactly tell, but I just wanted to double check that with you.
Copy, checking. All right, Chris, give us about 30 more seconds.
Copy, and I can confirm it does, in fact, run into CASA.
Awesome, we copy. All right, Chris, we got a forward plan for you. We would like you to unplug that cable from port 1 and plug it into port 2, please.
Copy. Yeah, I figured I'll just continue with the actions in 3.3 on that cable. As you said, it's just the serial number might have been written wrong at some point.
Good words. Thanks.
Sensation on 2 for Aaron.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Unfortunately, that did not work for me. I turned it off, I held the volume up and tapped power, and I got the same screen as before.
Follow-up question. When you tapped power, were you holding volume up the entire time until it booted?
Yes.
Copy. All right, we'll keep investigating.
Okay, copy. If I did it one more time in the same way, just to see, and it got the same results again.
Copy, Jessica. Thank you. We are looking at most likely an R&R then. Everybody's go for ARED use today. Just know that we're not going to have any prescriptions.
Okay, copy.
Node 668300. Node 516221. Transceive.
Station Huntsville, space around 2 for Jessica and Colloidal Solid. Station Huntsville, space around 2 for Jessica and Colloidal Solid. Jessica, we're getting closer. We have the SALS camera connected, so we'll have you repeat step 8 of that troubleshooting procedure for TRC 90 and TRC 170.
Okay, just to confirm. Okay, step 8, so the next step, not, so you want me to, okay, step 8, got it, for the next 2. Consultation on 2, that cable has been swapped.
Copy that, Jessica, and that was for both TRC 90 and TRC 170.
Negative, you'll find me, so you want me to do both right now. I will do 170.
Copy that, yes, please, 170.
Consultation on 2, they are both swapped now.
All right, copy, crossing our fingers, and we're checking again. I'll give you a call when hopefully we have good news.
All right, sounds good.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Jessica and Colloidal Solid. Jessica, told you I'd call back with good news. We have all 4 cameras with good connections. You are go to button up MSG at starting in 11.4 of your 2.001 procedure.
Hey, awesome. That is great news. I will continue on.
I did my own happy dance down here when they told us that.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Cargo Ops at your convenience.
Station Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. In the Cygnus Cargo Ops, step 90.01, we saw your crew note that you reported using some stuffing from dry trash and clothing JSBs. Would you mind estimating the percentage of the JSB that is stuffed with those soft goods?
Hey, we're not quite on the same page here. My intent with the note was to say that I took dry trash and some used clothes out of those 2 JSBs, and I put them into the hardware device, what's it called, the active transfer device, which is, you know, like a glass, empty glass case. So I just stuffed that with, I put a bunch of dry trash and clothes into that to fill it up so it wasn't just an empty void. So I filled up the one that is installed all the way, and then I returned the JSB, the active trash bag JSB, and the active used clothes JSB back to active use, so they'll eventually get all the way filled up. Does that make sense?
All right, that makes perfect sense to us. Did you empty those 2 JSBs, or is there still something left in there?
The active dry trash bag 5435 was empty when I was done with it, but the used clothes was still mostly full, maybe 80%, 85%.
Checking. All right, thanks, Jack. I got one more question for you. Can you estimate how full was the dry trash bag before you emptied it?
I would say it wasn't very full, maybe 20%. If you guys are trying to get at the volume of the trash that I put in there, I would say that these active transfer units are about the size of a CTV, a 1.0 CTV. So I filled it with about 1.0 CTV worth of dry trash and used clothes. Maybe that's a more accurate way of getting at what you guys are trying to get at.
That's great. Thanks, Jack.
Awesome. And our intent is to fill the other transfer unit with another 1.0 worth of dry trash before we load it into Cygnus in 90.02.
Houston copies. That's a good plan.
Huntsville Station on 2 for MSG.
With you, Jessica.
Yeah, one question. There is a USB cable, not one that we use for this installation, but one that is connected to USB to 1553 adapter serial number 1010. So one end is in that 1553 adapter, and the other end is just free-floating here. I'm not sure if this was previously in the MSG laptop or somewhere else on MSG.
Copy, we're checking on that, and while I have you, that W212 cable that you installed earlier, did you Velcro that to the handle of that MSG video drawer?
I did. On the right side, like the speaker there.
Great. We figured it's just out of view, and the engineers love to make sure that that's done.
I see, no problem. One thing I would do, I think, to improve its routing, though, if I can briefly unplug the Ethernet cable from the MSG laptop, I'm going to put it on the other side of that, if you're okay with that.
Checking. Jessica, yeah, you're good to do that.
Okay, copy. Huntsville Station on 2, you did want me to leave the experiment power on ON, correct?
Jessica, that's correct. And for that free-floating Ethernet cable you had when you get a chance, can you verify that it's an RJ45 cable?
It says USB to 1553 adapter cable. Car code is POC25405 Juliet.
Jessica, we can leave that free-floating for now. We don't think it needs to be reconnected. If we find something different, though, we'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good.
This is Station Cesium 2 for timeline.
Hey, Sophie. We saw that you've got some extra space in your timeline now and wanted to help you fill it with some activities. So I've got two things that we'd like you to do. First, if you...
Great, I am ready to come.
Wonderful, thank you for the help. If you look at your procedure for your Columbus Gigabit Harness installation from 10:20 this morning, in Figure 2, you can see the inline couplers that were installed. We're a little concerned about the connections across those couplers and would appreciate it if... hang on, quick handover. All right, Sophie, back with you on 2. So your concern about the connection across those couplers, we share that concern and would appreciate it if you wanted to put some Kapton tape around them and then give us some photos whenever you're done.
Copy, we'll put some Kapton tape and send you the pictures.
Awesome, thank you. And then when you're done with that, if you've got enough time, we would appreciate it if you did the ARED-K audit found on the task list.
Yeah, I'll do that, and I will have, I think, plenty of time to do those two. And I'll report back to you for next activity if I have some more time.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Houston Station, I'll do for timeline.
We're with you on 2, Jessica.
Hey, Huff. I also have a little bit of extra time before my other activities. I was looking at the task list earlier, but I didn't see anything on it that wasn't done yet or that I could do. Let me know if you guys have anything else.
Love the enthusiasm. Give us just a second. All right, we'll need more than a second. Give us about 5 minutes, and I'll get back to you with something.
All right, sounds good. This is Station Sophie and Two for a report.
Go ahead on to Sophie.
Yeah, so the task number one is complete, and pictures are on SSC 1717, and I'm going right now to task number two.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Timeline.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica. We did some digging, and we couldn't find much else to do today. If you would like to get ahead of your timeline for Friday, J-Day 121 at 1415 and 1425, you've got two activities using the Everywhere app that you can knock out.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Seth. I'll take a look.
Thank you.
Chris on 2 for E4D 21.1.
And Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm in step 21.1 whether we wanted to power off E4D or the exercise unit or to leave it on.
And Chris, we want to leave it on.
Okay, yep. Oh, that's right. Sorry, I think there was an execute note about that. So I will leave it on, and that sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome, Chris. Thank you very much.
Houston Station on 2 for Cal Huntsville Station on 2 for Cal Conference.
Jessica with you on 2, and Sarah is ready for the conference on 6 round 3.
All right, I'll meet you on 3. Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for A-Red.
Chris, go ahead on 2.
Hey, just wanted to double check that the tablet is still in work, and I'll bring my spreadsheet.
All right, your timing is good. We think that the tablet should be good to go, so go ahead and give that a try. Let us know if you run into any problems with the nominal method.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really great news. Yeah, let me give it a shot, and I'll let you guys know. And Houston, Chris on 2. The tablet looks okay, except for the fact that the screen is in portrait rather than landscape mode. If somebody quickly could knows how to flip that, I'm happy to push whatever buttons need to on the surface to do that.
If you give us about 90 seconds, we think we can fix it from the ground. So just give us a couple of beats and we can try and do that. And yeah, luckily with E4D being a little bit delayed, that bought us just enough time to get us into a good config. So we'll take the 90 seconds to fix the portrait mode.
Okay, cool. I also think I can just go to settings and switch it to landscape, but I'll hands off.
And Chris, this is Houston on 2. We think we're in the right mode for your viewing pleasure.
Yep, that looks perfect. I'll close out of the settings and take a look at the ARET. Looks beautiful to me. It looks perfect. Thank you guys so much for getting that surface rebuilt so quickly. That really will make things go smoothly for me, and I really appreciate the effort.
You are most welcome. We aim for high quality of service.
Aim and you succeed.